The following program contains language and situations which may be offensive to some people. Everything, however, was taken directly off the air.
It's go time.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon.
Now or never. Here it comes.
Number five.
Hey, if you want to totally confuse your brain, get off Pokemon and try something that... Listen, I would think that any performer that's played in a big auditorium would have had to adjust to this kind of feedback or echo, right? Mm. Now there's a thing called a speech jammer, and basically it's a device that simultaneously records your voice and then plays it back through headphones at a slight delay, and it really messes up your head.
Yeah, apparently. I can't imagine how it would, but apparently because you're trying to say or read something, but you're hearing yourself say it slightly delayed, it totally confuses your brain and makes you sound a bit like a blithering idiot. And there's this guy, and he's done this before, but because it is... We're in the holiday season. We've got some audio of him trying to read The Night Before Christmas while using one of these speech jammers.
"'Twas night before Christmas as one on all the house. Not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that the Saint Nicholas soon would be there."
Wow.
It sounds to me like he's had too much eggnog, but...
It does. You know, this, think about how fun this is going to be at parties, though. I mean... And the more alcohol you add to it, the funnier it's going to be.
Right?
Listen
to this. With Cliff and Sharon, making you sound more interesting at the dinner table.
Number four.
A city of Chicago official named Howard Brookins Jr. went on a rant last month about aggressive squirrels and how they're costing the city money by chewing through garbage cans.
Good Lord, how strong are their teeth that the little beggars can chew through garbage cans? Right?
Well, because squirrels are apparently the new land shark or something. I don't know.
Well, they've responded with violence, that's for sure. This guy, the city official who went on a bit of a rant, was riding his bike through a park when a squirrel ran out in front of him, got caught up in the spokes of his front wheel, and the guy crashed his bike. In fact, he flew over the handlebars, wound up in hospital with a broken nose, several missing teeth, and a fractured skull. Apparently still in there and needs multiple surgeries. The squirrel didn't wind up any better. He was, died in the spokes of the bicycle.
Anyway,
you're right. They're a menace, these squirrels.
This isn't the only story like this. There's been multiple stories about squirrels attacking people over the last couple of weeks. Just last week alone, this rogue squirrel ran through a senior living community in Florida. And those people ended up calling 911. We have the 911 call, and because we're calling these new land sharks, well, we had a little fun with the call. Here you go.
911, where's your...
Hi, yes. Yeah, we need emergency. We had a squirrel that entered our building, and it's in our activity room, and it's jumping on people and biting them and scratching them. It's still in there, and the people are bleeding.
Do you need an ambulance to take them to the hospital?
Do we need to go to the ambulance? Yes. Yes.
Can you imagine having to tell your friends that we had to be taken by ambulance because of a squirrel attack?
It's just
not it's just not a sentence you hear.
Listen to this
with Cliff and Sharon. For more, like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Number three.
I used to play hide and seek with my kids for hours, and it always fascinated me when their friends would come over, and I play with them as well, that I could actually hide in plain sight and they couldn't find me. And I would actually hide in the same place over and over again, and they still couldn't find me.
Really?
It was like, are these kids just dopey, or is this some kind of... is there something going on that
brain.
They just...
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, and apparently it is, because this is a crazy study that... I never even thought about why these things happen in a kid's brain, right?
No, but these scientists at the University of Southern California recently had kids between the ages of 2 and 4 sit across from an adult, and the adult had their eyes closed, right? And the kids had their eyes open, but when they were asked, hey, can you see any adults? They said no, even though they were staring right at them. but the adult had their eyes closed. So and apparently it's got something to do with something they call bidirectionality, I think I've said that right, mm-hmm. where their little underdeveloped brains think you can't see each other unless you're making eye contact. And the weird part is it doesn't just apply to vision. The kids also said they couldn't hear the adult when the adult's ears were covered. So you've got an adult sitting on one side of the table with her hands over her ears and maybe speaking, but the kids are saying they can't hear it because the adult's ears are covered.
You know, that last part about not hearing the adults, I tell you, that continues into teenagehood. And it's, I'm pretty sure that every parent with a teenager will agree with me.
Well, I would take that one step further, Cliff. I would say that applies to men. No matter how old they get, they don't listen. I mean, how many times does your wife say to you, I already told you that. You're like, you've asked three times already.
Oh,
I've already
God.
Given you. And how many times do I say it to you as well? So I
Sharon,
think it's
I'm going to hide from you. I'm hiding from you now. I've got my eyes in my... I'm covering my eyes.
Where are you, Cliff? Cliff,
you
come
me.
Back.
Listen to this with Cliff and Sharon.
Now, pay close attention.
Number two.
We were discussing sharing this story with you before we went on air. And Sharon, I want you to sing the little song that you just sang associated with this. It's so sweet. Go ahead. And I think it frames this up perfectly. Go ahead. Come on, do it.
All right. Folks are dumb where I come from.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
So this woman in Maryland, right? She's trying to see under her couch. This was last Friday afternoon. She's trying to see under your couch. Listen, my eyesight is not as good as it used to be. I need things brightly lit.
And it's dark under the couch. I mean, you could have given that too.
Sure, it is dark under your couch. Go get a flashlight. You know, you could hold down a light bulb, or you could do what this woman did.
Oh.
She held her lighter under there and.
She probably dropped a cigarette down there. She's probably like looking for a ciggy. Oh, darn it, dropped my ciggy. It's rolled under the couch. So she held the lighter under there and, yeah, no prizes for guessing what happened. Her couch caught on fire. Then her entire mobile home went up in flames. Firefighters got to the scene, but the trailer was completely destroyed. On the bright side, the woman did get out okay. And we still don't really know what she was looking for. I'm going for it. If she had a cigarette lighter in her hand, I'm saying she dropped a cigarette.
Yes.
And then the other observation, how flammable are those dust kitties? They are way more flammable than I, because, you know, that's what it was. It must have been dust kitties, because you don't just burn your couch. Your couch doesn't catch fire that easily. There had to be something else, some sort of like little tindery
thing. How long was she holding her flame underneath there to try and see something?
Exactly.
You know, again, I think we need to wrap this up with that song one more time, would you?
Folks are dumb where I come from.
Listen to this with Cliff and Sharon, the other side of the news.
Number one.
Sharon, what's your choice of ID? Do you always carry your license with you? Is that how you
Pretty much.
Prove here?
You know why? Because every now and again you go into a liquor store and they demand to see your ID. I tell you, any time anybody asks me for my ID these days,
you're celebrating.
I do. I just about reach over the counter and plant one on them.
Yeah,
I love it.
I haven't been asked for my ID in a long time. I don't know what that says.
But this
woman in Amherst, Massachusetts, was trying to get into a bar earlier this month, and I guess she didn't have her ID with her, so. Maybe she forgot it at home. Maybe she was underage. Who knows? But when the bouncer asked her for her ID, she pulled out a piece of pizza and said, hey, here we go.
Take a look at that. Yeah, have a look at that pepperoni and cheese. Tell me what you think. Now, it's not really clear if she thought the pizza was her ID or whether she was just trying to bribe him. I mean, you know, pizza, I think, is a good bribery item, I think. Like, it's a high-value item when it comes to trying to bribe someone. But she apparently didn't. Like, you'd imagine where she pulled it out of her purse or out of her pocket or something. Where'd she pull it out of? It's probably got bits of lint
How
on
has it.
It
been
and,
in there? I
yeah,
know.
Like, bits of tissue. If it comes out of a girl's handbag, it's probably got bits of tissue stuck
God
to
knows
it.
Where that's
oh,
been.
My God. It's revolting. So, naturally, he said no. Well, she wasn't very happy with that, so she slapped him.
With the pizza or with
well,
her hand?
I don't know. That would be a waste of a good piece of pizza, wouldn't it, really?
It would
to
be,
slap
yeah.
somebody with a piece of pizza. Anyway, so he called the cops, and so she's in all this trouble for trying to pass a piece of pizza off as her ID, I guess. It's hilarious.
See, now, when I was younger, a piece of pizza would have passed for my ID, but then that acne cleared up once I hit my 20s.
Oh, God, that's gross.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon. Subscribe to the podcast on Audioboom, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Pocket Cast, and iTunes. This has been a Bytes.com production.